Natalie, I think one of the things that is probably least understood in the field of diagnostics, the thing that blocks innovation from occurring is a lack of access to well-characterized samples that you need to develop or test a theory on, and then later to develop and validate that a particular diagnostic is robust and precise and accurate. So these are, what you're doing is really important. How does that merge, coupled with those samples though, is you have information about the patient and their health.
Correct.
And their story. And that's a lot of data. So how do you work on marrying those two?
We have a research analytics team that helps us to extract the data from Aurora's electronic health record. So, it's been maybe about 4 years now. Aurora switched over all of their electronic systems onto one system, whereas before hospitals were on one system and clinics were on another for entry of their data.
By chance, was that a Wisconsin-based company?
Indeed. It is now, yes.
Thank you, Judy Faulkner.
And so it's been very, very beneficial because we're able to go to one kind of database to pull all the information that we need. So anything that's entered into that medical record, we have access to. And it really, truly is a benefit of being integrated within a hospital and a healthcare system because, like you said, we can follow their story and we can, have that clinical information a lot of times before a diagnosis, during treatment, and even after.
I recently had a chance to speak with Judy Faulkner, the CEO of Epic, and one of the things that she's excited about is a program they have, I believe it's called Cosmos, where large health systems are voluntarily entering data on an patient unidentified basis into a big warehouse where researchers can then extract information in a real broad scale way, whether it's in the field of oncology or diabetes or, cardiology.